It's 88.5 FM. My name's Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio by Courtney Marie Andrews' new album, May Your Kindness Remain. Thank you so much for coming on by and playing some songs stripped down for us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I kind of want to go back to a little bit to your history, because we've just started playing you a little bit here at 88.5 FM. You've been a musician for a while. You've gotten a lot of accolades and started to get some people paying attention over the last couple of years, but it's really been since 2010 that you've been out there, or even before that. But that was the first thing I saw with 2010. You got profiled because you're originally in Phoenix. So I was kind of curious of how it was like kind of growing up in that environment, because it's not LA, it's not Nashville, it's not New York, and it's not one of those towns that's kind of considered a music town.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that for you growing up there and getting into music while you're in Phoenix?
Well, I actually felt like there really weren't any like boxes, you know. I feel like if you grow up in a music town, you sort of have all these rules set in place and you know what is expected of you and you know what you're supposed to do. And growing up in Phoenix was really interesting because I sort of got to create my own sort of, you know, music in my own way. And my own path was very different than I think a lot of others, because I just sort of stumbled into opportunities, which is all you can do if you live in Phoenix.
Well, so. you don't need to be, you know, in Nashville a lot of times. Oh, you got to be country or bluegrass. If you're in LA, you got to be indie or this. And so in Phoenix, it was almost like you had this freedom where it was kind of like, there isn't an expectation. There isn't like, oh, you're this kind of band. This is how you're supposed to make your way in this town.
Absolutely. And I actually went through so many phases really to discover who I am as an artist because of that, you know.
Well, I think one of the people, you know, Jimmy Eat World, Jim Adkins, or very early on, was a support, at least brought you on board to record a little bit with him and perform on stage. What was it like was that kind of your first kind of, I guess, big time person that you were able to get in touch with, or were there other musicians in the area that helped out along the way as well?
No, that was the first internationally known artist that I really worked with. I started, after that, I kind of stumbled into other backup singing opportunities and that sort of thing. But yeah, that was the first sort of look into that world, like before really becoming a backup singer for them. All I thought that touring was like Woody Guthrie with like a knapsack.
How do you break through when the words don't meet your lips? In a lump inside your throat, or in a pile of could've beens, all the small talk and the ketchup and the empty promises. How do you dive deeper than a shallow riverbed when the current pulls you further from what you should've said? Like an iron to the bone. all a symbol in your heart, and the ones that stick around are the hardest ones to find. And if you can't find the closeness, you need the kindness to survive. Getting by on the kindness of strangers. Getting by on the kindness of strangers. Getting by.
Worked with Jim, who's kind of thought of in the rock world, and then you had Damian Jurado, who's known for his indie rock. But you know, I listen to you and I hear your music, and the first comparison that comes to my mind is like a Linda Ronstadt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the musical inspirations, and as you started to find yourself, where did you find yourself kind of leaning towards? Like, who are the people you found yourself kind of saying, you know, this is really who I am. This is the kind of sound I'm going for.
Well, since I was young, I've always been really attracted to the songwriter, and I've always loved, you know, Lucinda Williams and Townes Van Zandt, and I've loved those artists forever. And I guess when I back up saying it was like I was channeling something very different. It wasn't me as an artist. It was me, you know, being a musician and getting paid to do that, and also, you know, enjoying that side of myself. But when I've always, I guess, been interested in the songwriter world and that sort of thing, and that I've kind of grown to love even more artists in that genre, and that's sort of what I've always aspired to do, so.
And speaking of your songwriting, listening to the lyrics, even within the song titles, two of the songs on the new album talk about kindness, and I feel like a running theme is hope. I mean, what are some of the themes that you find yourself typically writing about and typically including in your lyrics?
Well, this record was written primarily a lot of last year, and 2016 was a really trying year, and it started made me take a step back and look at America as it is, and how much consumerism has like taken us over and maybe shielded who we really are as people. And the album, really the themes on it are just, it's about how so many of us are actually, you know, living, if not in poverty, then living very, very meagerly and financially stressed all the time, and how that really affects us as people and Americans. And it's, the album's a lot about just keeping that goodness within you and not letting those things in the world affect you, and remembering what is important, I guess.
You're a good woman and a good friend. You got a good heart even when it's busted and bent. Lipstick underground queen, wearing loneliness like a costume for the whole world to see. And if your money runs out and your good looks fade, may your kindness remain. Oh, may your kindness remain. Check away on overpriced booze, slots, and ballet. Fortune might buy diamonds all shiny and new, but it can't buy happiness or love that is true. And if you're your rich with houses, cars, or fame. No, they're not rich with something that can be bought or arranged. No, it's kindness that makes them beautiful, and a kind heart don't cost a dime. It's a gift that keeps giving for the rest of your life.
What are some other themes that you found yourself kind of leaning towards on this new album?
Well, besides the kindness thing, I guess I have a few sort of politically leaning songs on the record, mainly about the, you know, gentrification, and there's like a border song that was written about Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and and that I was actually written a long time ago and ended up on the album.
You were starting to get some recognition from Rolling Stone. Like, they were called you 40th album of the year. Was it kind of like you were starting to see some of that bright spots coming through as a musician, now that, you know, people are starting to pay attention? People are starting to say, wow, this person's got a great story. She's got a great voice. Did that kind of seep in there too, to a certain extent, where you were like, okay, now I'm starting to see some of the brightness, even though, you know, you're still an independent artist, you're still an independent musician?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the title track of the record, May Your Kindness Remain, was actually written because a friend told me, don't change, Courtney. They said, don't change. And it was one of my best friends, and I just remember it affected me so much that a week ago, like later, I wrote that song from his perspective, I guess. And so it's just about, it's about not losing yourself to the dark side, the negative parts of the world, which is really easy to do. I mean, especially as you get older. And so, yeah.
If you need a place to get your feet back. rockers buried in the yard under that old oak we carved. That porch is where you and I first kissed. But there's no shortage of laughter or love. This house is our home.
We enjoy championing you here, being able to share your just gorgeous voice. Let me say that just because, wow, that was really powerful. And just best of luck on this new record. It's called May Your Kindness Remain. It's Courtney Marie Andrews here at 88.5 FM. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.